Yeah, Danil's doing a nice job. He continues to get better each week. I like his athletic movement. He's starting to learn a lot more about being an NFL football player.
What overall with Danil have you liked most within the progression? Has his run defense gotten better?
He's actually been pretty good in the run game. He's got long arms and great levers. But the thing he's starting to learn is to use speed coming off the edge, threaten offensive linemen with speed, and then being able to use his athletic ability to stop and start and really out-athlete some of these offensive linemen.
And Danil Hunter sacks him back at the 43! Danil Hunter!
We saw when the Vikings beat the Bears at Soldier Field, as Mike Zimmer told us earlier in the season, Jay Cutler kind of looked like a little bit of a different guy the way he was stepping up in the pocket. What's Jay look like these days?
Very similar. He's taking good care of the football. You know, they've been running the ball well. Forte's a good back. Langford does a nice job. Alshon Jeffrey is a very big-time weapon out there.
Outside of the final play at Arizona, Bridgewater looked pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, I think Teddy played well. He threw the ball with a purpose. He snapped it off this week, made some really nice throws, some great decisions, and you know, that's what we expect of him.
And when the Vikings beat the Bears earlier this season at Soldier Field, Teddy Bridgewater made several good plays, including the one we are about to analyze with head coach Mike Zimmer.
Okay, this was late in the ball game. There's 4 minutes left in the game. It's 2nd and 17. We're backed up. They end up playing two man on us, so they got us pretty covered. And one of the things we try to do is, you know, if Teddy sees this with everybody, their backs turned, is to take off and go. You know, he does a nice job of avoiding the rush, gets down the field. The receivers, Charles Johnson, does a nice job there staying on his block. That was a big play going into the rest of this game. You know, I wouldn't say Teddy's necessarily a scrambler, but he can run when he has to. So
yep.
He's got good athletic ability and good pocket presence.
This play to Stephon Diggs right here not only was one of the biggest plays of the game, it's one of the coolest plays of the season.
Teddy looks left, fires, caught! Stephon Diggs, and he spins to the 30, 20, 15, 10, and touchdown! Stephon Diggs!
We run a little combination route. Diggs does a nice job of getting him turned, and Teddy slides in the pocket and delivers the ball. And then they're really double-teaming Mike Wallace over the top with him running the over route. He slid just a little bit in the pocket. You see, he checked Charles Johnson on the under route and the over route with Mike Wallace, and he came right back to Stephon.
Boy, nice job by your center, Joe Berger, too. Very nicely done. Singled up the whole time.
Yeah, this is a good job and a good pickup on the game on the right side with TJ and Mike Harris.
Look at that. What a great move.
Stephon does a rest.